na jai tana brahmani tana jaya jaita godana shiva sadi
The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on October 6, 1979.
Offering garland. Flags are there held, big speakers. So this is your worship of Lenin. But we see Lenin is a man who is in a piece of earth. He's 6 feet by 1 foot in a hole. That he has died like anyone else. But we are preferring to worship Krishna because we see he has got unlimited transcendental qualities. He has created the whole universe and all the unlimited universes. And that therefore we prefer to worship Krishna who is God rather than Lenin or anyone else who is a man. But whoever you may be, you must admit that we must worship someone. We must serve. So it's just a question of who you will serve. Service is the real religion of man. So the question is, shall I serve other men who are imperfect? Or shall I serve the supreme perfect? Krishna. So then if we have a choice and we start to evaluate, ultimately any intelligent person will say, no, I want to serve the greatest. There's a story about one man. He was a tailor and he was sewing clothes for the other people. And he thought, why am I serving for, let me sew clothes for the greatest person. So then he found out the mayor of the town and he was sewing his clothes. He said, please, that I want to serve you because you are very great. Then he saw that when the king came, that he was bowing down for the king and giving the taxes. So he said, how is this you are bowing down? He said, well, this is the king. He's much greater. He went to the king, please, dear king, you are the greatest person. I want to serve you. So he said, all right. So he came and he was sewing clothes for the king. So then he saw that sometimes the king is going to the forest, and there in the forest there was one saint, one hermit, and the king bowed down before this sadhu, this great devotee. And so he came and said, aha, what is this? King is bowing down? He said, I thought you were the greatest. He says, no, but I'm going before my guru. My guru is greater than I am. He said, acha. Indian. So then he said that, oh, so you are the greatest. King is bowing. He says, no, I am not the greatest. I am the servant of the greatest. The greatest is Krishna. You should serve him. See. So this is natural. We should serve the greatest. And of course, Krishna's, his advice is yes. If you would like to please me, you cooperate together and try to give my teachings to the fallen souls. So they can lead a perfect life and come back to me. So in this way one can serve everyone. By serving Krishna. Otherwise we'll simply be whimsical. And there'll be no benefit by that. We'll waste our time and they'll waste their time. Blind leading the blind. They all fall in a ditch. Is that alright?
Yes.
So now who do you want to serve?
I want to serve the God Krishna.
Haribo!
Haribo!
Yes?
Three small questions.
I don't know if I can handle three.
First is there any Indian guru in except the founder in this in ISKCON? Second is, since there are so many souls coming and going to Krishna, what steps are taken if some mistake is committed? I mean, the proper soul is not given to a proper body.
Krishna doesn't make mistakes.
And third is there, will there be a time when is there any Indian guru in, including the founder in this
country? Well, the guru is neither Indian or American or German or Swedish.
I mean his body.
The guru is not considered to have an ordinary material body. His body is spiritualized. He is given second birth as a son of Krishna. If one sees guru as being an Indian or American, then it's described, one sees the guru, guru naramati, or if he sees deity, murti shilasu, if he sees the murti as a stone, as a material object, or if he sees, what's the third one? A Vaishnav, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. If he sees a Vaishnava as being of any particular caste, to see the Guru as a human being, to see a Vaishnava as a Jati, like a Brahmin or a Sudra, or as a black or as white, or as a Russian or as a Chinese or as an American or an Indian. If one sees in the as jati buddhi, then it says that these people are residents of hell. That means that nobody can answer that question without being a prasandi, without being an offender. Because the guru is not a question of nationality. You should understand, what is guru? Guru is he who has Krishna. Who is representing Krishna according to the Shadu and the Shastra, he is Guru. And a Vaishnava, that someone who is a Vaishnava, he is not part of this world. He is directly connected with Krishna. Whatever he was previously, before being a Vaishnava, that is due to so many karmas. But as soon as he becomes a Vaishnava, all those karmas are finished. Apavitro, pavitro, va. Whatever is pure or impure, whatever is impure, that becomes purified. Apavitro, pavitro, va. Sarvastangatopi jasmarit pundarikaksham sabhaya bhyantaram suchi. Shivishna, Shivishna, Shivishna. Inside and outside, he becomes fully purified by the power of Vishnu Mantra at the time of initiation. Just like a touchstone can touch lead and make it gold, the mantra of Guru changes one from material to spiritual. So if one sees a Vaishnava, oh, he is an American Vaishnava, here is an Indian Vaishnava, then here is a Muslim Vaishnava, or here is a this Vaishnava, that he does not know what is Vaishnava. He is making offense. Vaishnava has got no caste or creed. Here is a very big, fat Vaishnava, here is a thin Vaishnava. That's not the qualification. Who has got Krishna? Who is serving Krishna purely? Oh, he is Vaishnava? There's no other caste. There's a special caste. When you say, what is the gotra of a Vaishnava? It's achyuta gotra. There's a separate gotra, separate everything. So you should try to find out which guru is a Vaishnava guru. Not which guru is an Indian or American or this or that, Swedish or Russian or Chinese. Which guru is a pure Vaishnava guru? Who is purely serving Krishna? Whoever has Krishna. Krishna ditte pade. You can give Krishna. That is what we pray every day. You are guru because you can give Krishna. If you find someone who has Krishna, who is very much addicted to Krishna, then you know that he has Krishna, then you should try to get Krishna from him. That is what one tries to get from guru. That is the greatest thing he can get. If one approaches Guru for something else, then he is not very intelligent. So a Guru may have any material body, but we have to see what he has, and if he has Krishna or not. If he has Krishna, then we should approach him, because that's what we want. Other Guru is meant to give Krishna. You go to the shop to buy some groceries. You go to the airline to get an airline ticket. You go to Guru to get Krishna. So you have to find out where is the Vaishnav Guru who has Krishna. You may find Indian Guru, but he may not have Krishna. You may find a Chinese, Russian Guru, but he may not have Krishna. Whoever the Guru, you have to see is he's actually, the real Guru means that he's no jati, he's Vaishnava Guru. You can understand? How can one get fixed up? By following the instructions of one's spiritual master. As more dear than one's own life. See, if somebody tries to understand what is Krishna consciousness with his own brain, he won't do it. One has to approach and take instruction from those who know. Krishna is the way he is. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. We should study the Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna has said. Everything is there. A lot of the questions are answered simply by reading the words of Krishna. But if you try to figure it out with your own limited intelligence, then what happens is that it can become very confusing. Just like in our experience, if I take something out of here, it becomes empty. So you're thinking, if I take the souls out, then where everybody will go away? How the universe will go on? The one big guy will be standing there and all the planets will be empty. You see that? But the point is that there's a constant influx also. Krishna can manifest so many additional souls through, that are in different places. That is possible. So the universe is always filling up. So we have to understand the thing. We should not try to speculate that how this is going on. We should try to read from the authorized scriptures, hear from the bona fide sources how the thing is going on. Not try to think of it with our own brain. Because surely we'll make a mistake. It's very complex, and it does not work in a way which may immediately come to our logic. Just like the Shastra says that bones are impure. Har, you know bone? What's your mother tongue?
Hindi.
Hindi. So they call that har, the bone?
Haddi.
So this bone of any animal, this is considered to be impure, asuchi, or apavitra. But we are using a bone every day in our puja. We use the shankh, the conch. So that is a bone of a sea animal. But Shastra says that this is a pure one. In the same way, the Shastra says that any stools, mal, or mutra, what do you call? Mal. Of any animal, this is apavitra, or this is impure. You call asuchi?
Apavitra.
So if one touches, he has to take a bath. If one were to touch that, he has to take a bath. That's considered to be a dirty bath. Yet, we are using cow dung to purify the house. In the Hindu family, they'll take some cow dung and water and that will purify. Because Shastra says that cow dung is pavitra. Now you can say, how is it? Here it's saying one thing, here it's saying another. Cow dung is nothing but the stool of the cow. So Shastra is got some general instruction and some specific instruction. The cow dung is an exception. Cow dung is the exception. And even now the scientists, they have tested cow dung and they find that yes, it has antiseptic qualities. But we don't care whether the scientists found it out or didn't find it out. We already know, scripture says, cow dung is pavitra. So we are believing. And now scientists, after it took them 5,000 years to invent the microscope, now they can say, oh yes, this is antiseptic. But we knew by Shastric Praman. Jagadish Chandra Bose, he's a great scientist of India. He found that plants have a consciousness. But the Vedas say in the Sanskrit that this is Jivan. Jivan means has consciousness, has Atma. So what Jagadish Chandra Bose has found now, and now is famous scientist, that information he got from the Vedas. So we get our information directly from Krishna through the Vedas. By the Guru Parampara. One has to link up with the Guru Parampara. The chain of Guru should go right back to Krishna. That should be unbroken. And each master should follow his master perfectly. And that way this unbroken chain is bringing down the message. To know that who is qualified, one has to see that who is his father, who is his father, who is his guru, who is his guru, who is guru, guru, and then see what is that line. Sometimes you find that person says, he is my guru, he said, he is my guru, he said, who is his guru? Oh, he has no guru. And then you say, what, this is no sampradaya, this is no parampara. If you have here this light, and here is the wire, and you say, where does the wire go? It's going here, it's going there, it's going there, going here. Why is it not lighting? Then you find out that here it's dangling, loose. It's not connected with the powerhouse. So we have to connect with the powerhouse. Krishna is the powerhouse. If the connection is there, doesn't matter, some wire might be fat, some might be thin, may have different color insulation. But if it's connected with the powerhouse and we touch it, what will happen?
Shock.
We get the shock. And if it's not connected, there's no light. I can make beautiful mailbox just here, paint it up, Swedish post office, and put it outside on the road. And people will go and start putting their letters. I'll put the delivery such and such time. But will those letters go anywhere? Where? You're very intelligent. Someone who is intelligent, he can understand spiritual life. So the point is that the post office, if they recognize, even the box may not be so good. Maybe a little beat up, paint might be worn out. But if post office recognize this is authorized box, any mail you put, that'll go. And even if you have very nice box, You might even, you know, see this painted with gold leaf post office. But it's no use, because that's not recognized. So one has to find out who is recognized by Krishna. Other people, they may have the idea that I want a box that's this shape. But whatever shape the post office gives, that shape we put our letter, it'll go. Even if I build here one big building and put post office, that'll just be one big dustbin. So we have to find who is recognized by Krishna. And that is recognized through this Guru Parampara. That person, if we serve him, follow his instruction how to serve Krishna, then that message will go to Krishna. And Krishna's mercy will come down to him. One more question.
It said that future mass is not different from the instruction, but still in the practice, we can feel that there is a difference. I mean, when this person is present, what should be our attitude?
No, when the spiritual master is personally present, like say the spiritual master says that you should chant you should get, say he says you should go to bed at 10 o'clock and get up in the morning at 4. But spiritual master is arriving just at the time of Mangal Arati. So if you go to Mangal Arati and don't greet your spiritual master, you're considered to be an offender. Because there's a higher principle is that the spiritual master, when he's there, he should be received. He should be, unless he says no. But the idea is that, of course, when the spiritual master is there, there's some special. But the point is that when he's not present, so that sometimes devotees complain that those who are serving personally the spiritual master is very difficult. Because he may demand anything anytime. He may require in his service to Krishna. So this sometimes becomes very difficult. Time schedule becomes off, so many different things. It becomes difficult to do many things. But this is a higher principle, is to serve directly. The point is that, say that one is not directly serving the spiritual master, but he has given an instruction. Then by following that instruction, he can feel the presence of his spiritual master. So, on the other hand, when one is serving the spiritual master personally, in his presence, then it's also very easy. If he tells you, go and get me this, immediately you can understand that I should go and get this. Apart from the austerity of maybe his schedule will be more rigorous than ordinary devotees. But one can easily follow such an instruction because he just saying, all right, stand up, sit down, go here, come there, like this. It's very concrete. But when spiritual master is not present and he has given order, don't do this, do this, don't do that, do this, then the tendency, well, he is not watching. You see, that now we have to follow according to our faith, according to our love for him. While the other time, even our faith or love may not have been so strong because he's just there, standing. So it's easy for us to follow on that sense. So that's why it said that following the order is sometimes a greater test. And when one is actually following the order of the spiritual master, he can feel his presence. How by following the order I am connected, I am linked with him. Is that your question?